WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Dead men spoke. People returned. And the big announcement of an event has been confirmed. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Gerwick.net and MBG Films. That's youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin'. That's Lindsay Ward.
Dead men did not speak. Dead men got sassy. Again, which I'm not going to complain about. And when all three of those idiots get in the ring together at some point, I'm going to lose my mind because it's just going to be a bunch of 50-year-old men sassing each other off. And I just really kind of can't wait for that.
And that's where we should start. So The Undertaker shows up to a thunderous ovation, as always.
As he should.
He talked about, they say delusion is a final recourse for the damned. That no man can spin a web of lies like a man that has a broken soul. And The Undertaker has seen no one more broken than Triple H.
I'm sorry, honey. In 30 years, you've met plenty of more broken people. I think you're related to one. Just saying.
The Undertaker talked about how Triple H said last week he lost all self-respect. Delusion will be his downfall, The Undertaker said. He said, there was a time when Triple H was a wicked, savage warrior. But now he just plays a more corporate game, and his battlefield is the boardroom. He said, Triple H's life is so filled with lies that he can't see the truth. Nor can he see the fear in his friend's eyes, or his own demise. The Undertaker says that when he faces Triple H for the last time, the result will be the same as the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
It's a huge pop.
The Undertaker said Triple H will move heaven and earth to outrace the Reaper and will even enlist Shawn Michaels. The Undertaker said, let Hunter have his deceit, delusion, and even his best friend, Shawn Michaels. But right there is where the devil is in the details. We all know Shawn's not just gonna fly to Australia to be in the crowd. And watch. He'll be in Triple H's corner. But The Undertaker's okay with this. Because in his corner will be his brother, Kane.
Everybody loses it, including me. Although I'm pretty sure it should be like Mayor Kane, and I think there's a curtsy in there somewhere. I'm not sure. How does one greet a mayor?
It's amusing because there was a picture that he put out like a half hour into Raw. He was holding purses. So
smiling and being all mayor-like and everything like that. And yeah, it's like, he's got to come back and be Kane. This is going to be really... Y'all, this is going to be so interesting to watch. I really just kind of want him to watch, like, roll up in the suit and the tie and, like, the whole shtick. And he just walks up and he's like, oh, we're doing that today? Oh, sorry. My bad.
Give me a minute.
Give me a minute.
The Undertaker said he took the career of Shawn Michaels and he'll take the career of Triple H as well. He said he would take his soul and put him down. And the Undertaker said that with his brother of destruction watching his back, Triple H will rest in peace.
So, I got a little worried when he's like, I'm not only, I took Shawn Michaels' career, I'm going to take Triple H's as well. And I'm like, wait a minute, we need Hunter. He's running NXT. We need Hunter. Can you just, like, not completely kill him? Just highly maim, but, you know, not like the thing you normally do? We need him, okay? And then he was like, oh, I'm gonna take his soul. Okay, all right, you're gonna do what you always do.
He's gonna be Undertaker, yeah.
Okay. So, this was more Taker. This was not asshole Undertaker, this was Taker.
No, but...
There was a little sass...
A lot.
It's gonna get worse. It's like, it comes out more when he can play off someone because he's more of a smartass when he can play off someone. This is more the standard Undertaker, I'm gonna send you to hell, kill you, burn you, maim you, whatever. Take your soul, all that good, happy crap that he does.
But to add on to that, this was the best Undertaker promo
in years.
Yeah.
This was the first, I think, really specific promo he's done in a long time as, like, Taker. Where in the past, they've been much more vague, they've been a little ambiguous, because, you know, it's not, when he comes out and he speaks, he's not really targeting anybody. The last few times they've had him come out prior to the storyline, he's just sort of shown up and been like, hey, I'm the Undertaker, and he waves his hat, and he makes his, you know, does his tagline,
I'm
going to
bury Roman, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah. And then he leaves. So this was really, really good because it's targeted at Triple H and it's responding to what Hunter said last week. So like I said, when these three finally, or I should say actually probably these four, because I would imagine at some point Kane will show up before Super Showdown. Because, I mean, we've
got a couple weeks. Never know how busy he is.
Well, I'm sure he's super busy, but I mean, even if Kane doesn't show up, it's you're going to have Taker, Shawn, and Hunter, probably all three in the ring together for the go home of Super Showdown. You almost have to have all three of them come together at some point and then potentially have Kane just like show up, just fly him in real quick and have him do it. But yeah, I mean, this is going to be, y'all are going to have to sit on me when that happens because I'm going to lose it. Because you get at least Shawn, Triple H, and Hunter in the ring together, and just, oh god, it's magic's gonna happen. Throw Kane in the mix, yeah, let's just do this. But this was Taker. I'm not gonna complain about Taker at all. I love to see him. I'm so happy he's here. I still have general concerns as to that he's still here.
He's still here. But still here, by the way.
He's still here, by the way. But I mean, I'm always super pleased when he shows up because I know every time we get to see him, it's special because you don't know if there's going to be next time. You never know how much longer he's going to do this because at this point he's working because he wants to. It's not that he has to and it's not that he needs to. This is a want. He wants to do this. I feel like every time he works or he shows up, he wants to be there more or less, unless they just give him an offer that's too good and he's like, yeah, okay, let's do it. I feel like this is special to him. I feel like this means a lot. We're seeing the Undertaker that at least Rock and I are used to. I know there are a lot of people who have not seen the Undertaker when he was the Undertaker. There are a lot of people out there, I feel like, that only saw him in the last like 8 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
When he's sort of been in this really slow decline, to see The Undertaker be who he was prior to that or be close to who he was prior to that is really cool because now it's like, yay, he's back! Which I hate to say, but it's you had to wonder there for a while. It's like, well, does he still have it in him? Like, does he still have that spitfire and brimstone and flames and devils and...
Apparently so. It's still in there somewhere.
Still in there somewhere. Like, he's still got that piss and vinegar in him somewhere, but yeah. This was really good. This was very entertaining.
Let's get through some of the other things that happened on the show really quickly. Bayley beat Dana Brooke. She's no longer with Titus Worldwide. Authors of Pain beat two dudes over it. Move, do something different, can we, please? Sort of. That'd be cool. Bobby Lash with Leo Rush beat Elias via countout, so Lashley has Leo Rush as a manager, I guess. Kevin Owens came out and caused the countout because he started beating up on Leo Rush.
But I'm okay with Leo Rush being a manager. I feel like that's a good use for him.
That's fine. I got no problem with that.
I mean, I'm happy that they're inclined to bring managers back, because we've been saying this for a while, that there are certain people that just need a mouthpiece. You know, it's not that there's anything wrong with them, it's just a mouthpiece would benefit them in the way that, like, Brock Lesnar has benefited from Paul Heyman. You get those people that maybe aren't the best talkers, someone who can talk, and you put them together, and between the two, they can create magic. And sometimes someone just really needs that. And I feel like with Leo and Bobby being together, that's going to be a really good combo.
Hopefully. The answer is hopefully. Ember Moon teamed with the returning Nia Jax to take on Mickie James and Alicia Fox. Alexa Bliss set this up by how she wants to give some love to tag team wrestling. That's why she had her girls take on Ember Moon and Nia Jax. Ember and Nia got the win.
Hey!
Was what it was. Chad Gable beat Victor of the Ascension, and then this Connor attacked Gable, knocking Gable into Rude. Okay.
That's not a good thing at all, you know, to knock your partner, but I'm sure they'll get through it.
It was by accident, because Connor knocked him into him. That's what it was, but it's like, oh boy, Gable and Rude versus Ascension feud continues.
You know, honestly, I can't complain about this too much because...
I can.
Okay, it's not the best, right? It's not the best, but they're doing something with the Ascension. After 2 years, they're doing something with the Ascension beyond the Fashion Files, where they're not a joke, where they're starting to revive, in quotations, the Ascension, which I feel like they desperately need.
It's not really a revival when they're losing still.
But they're on TV.
In three-minute matches.
It's a start.
It's a bad start.
It's a start. You know what? You know who wasn't on TV this week?
Do you really want to see him in tag matches against the Ascension? No.
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the other one and his idiot boyfriend.
Which one?
Bo.
Oh. Yeah, he's no longer on television now. How about that?
B-Team. Where was the B-Team? They're nowhere to be found. Where are they? Hey. My boys. My B-Team. Where are they? Gone. I'm so upset right now. The other idiot that I love, Bray Wyatt, nowhere to be found either. I think he's still off finding himself.
He's still trying to find himself.
Hold on, let me check his Instagram. I bet I know where he's finding himself right now.
Have they gotten back to the hotel? Anyway, no. Here's a thing. Eurojinx, because that's sort of the thing.
I am not taking credit for that.
Since you picked up the team in fantasy, let's think about this. Since you picked them up, they went on losing streak. They lost the tag titles. They lost the tag team title rematch. They didn't get on the pay-per-view, and they were taken off of Raw.
Not taking credit for that.
I'm just saying, the downward slide.
It's entirely coincidental.
But it was the exact moment you picked them up.
Nope.
Started here.
Nope.
And you grabbed them, and they went down.
Nope.
Okay? I'm just saying.
Not taking credit.
Internet's, she's the reason why the B team no longer is a thing.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, she is. Anyway.
Moving on.
Monday Night Raw opened with the WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns. He talked about how it was rough last night for him, but he's still the champion. He said he knew Rock had a rematch coming, but he didn't think Lesnar would kick the door down to hell and attack him last night. And Reigns challenged Brock to come out. He got Braun instead. Strowman said, Reigns should be thankful that Lesnar interfered because that's the only reason he's champion. He said it's the second time that Brock has cost him an opportunity and that there will not be a third. He said he wants Lesnar and then once he's finished with Lesnar, he's coming for Reigns. Baron Corbin said, both men, you gotta calm down. Strowman said he was going after Lesnar first. Anyway, the crowd was chanting, you suck, at Baron Corbin. Corbin said no one more was upset than him about Lesnar interfering in their match. He said he had been on the phone with Stephanie all day. And then now he's going to make it official at the next event in Saudi Arabia on November 2nd, which will be on the WWE Network. WWE Crown Jewel. It'll be Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, and Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship. Crowd was like, hey. And Braun's like, I think that sucks. And then Corbin sucks, Reigns sucks, the situation sucks, and everyone in the arena sucks, so he had to make sure he was a heel. So, yeah, there was that. Paul Heyman came out. He talked Brockonomics. It's simple in that the more you leverage, the more leverage you have, the bigger star you are, the more money you're worth to the UFC. And Heyman said, the more power you yield in the UFC, the more money you can make in WWE. And nothing more powerful is than winning the Universal title. He said, Lesnar will go to Saudi Arabia to reclaim the title, become the crown jewel of WWE. Braun Strowman then chased Paul Heyman away. And then Roman and Baron had a mic grab battle, and Corbin said, hey, since he's GM, he knows about injuries, and well, Reigns is banged up after Hell in a Cell, so he's going to defend the title tonight against me, Baron Corbin. Overall thoughts?
It was okay. I mean, they had to do something after last night, which we're going to get into on Thursday. We are going to discuss the shenanigans of Hell in a Cell. I mean, I feel like they had to do something to, at least if nothing else, cleanse the palate of what happened. But I'm just not feeling it. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling this. Not digging it. Maybe I just don't understand their story.
No, you do understand this story. It's Roman Reigns on top, and everyone else has to be used to make him better, which we'll get to more in a minute.
He doesn't need to be made better. He's fine. He's a champion.
Won't stop them. Oh. Won't stop them. Brock's doing the show because money. Saudi people want Brock. There's a lot of money, and guess what? Brock will do anything for a dollar, so he's going to Saudi Arabia.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, Taker's probably not going back. Shawn's probably not going. So they needed another. I doubt Taker's going to go a second time.
We'll see. I kind of get this feeling what we're going to see, but we'll see.
Oh, I kind of get the feeling of what we're going to see, too. Like, I have a general idea, but I don't know if we're actually going to see it or if they save that for another time. But they need to stack the Saudi show. They're obviously being very smart about the international shows in the sense that we are going to start booking them several weeks in advance. We're going to start advertising them several weeks in advance, months in advance at this point, to get the word across to everybody of, oh, hey, look who's appearing, so they can drive the ticket sales.
Yeah, and it's better than doing one right 3 weeks after WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Where you really can't promote anything. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, getting through more matches. Drew McIntyre beat Dean Ambrose. The match was fine. It was good. Finish mm-hmm. was good. Ambrose barely beat the 10 count, and then ate the Claymore kick.
These two have really nice chemistry together.
They do. Baron Corbin, it's like, I'm taking out Roman, and Drew just beat Dean. So, Dolph, I know you're banged up, but you should invoke your rematch clause tonight. Because, you know, Seth Rollins ain't here. And Ziggler liked that idea. So he's like, yeah, do it. We'll do that. Okay, so they did that. So Seth Rollins appears, and they have the match, which Seth Rollins retained his Intercontinental Championship. Good match.
Very good match. I mean, Dolph did all right, you know, despite being banged up. Seth did all right despite being banged up, so that was good. My one issue with this, and I guess I need to save it for the Roman match, but it's like, if you're going to do the heel authorities trying to screw the Shield,
Screw them.
Seriously, I mean, if that's what you're trying to do, you should have had Baron Corbin walk out and restart the match. You should have Baron Corbin throwing every obstacle in the Shield's path right now to screw them over, to get the title off of Roman, to get the title off of Seth. There is no title on Dean. So, you know, to do everything in his power to screw them over. And maybe he is doing everything in his power. I don't know what power he actually has. He's acting GM, but I think he can't fire anyone, but who knows. So yeah, I mean, I feel like, and maybe they're building to that, where they're very, very doing a slowly building Baron Corbin abusing his power, although it doesn't feel like that.
Is it really a slow build of abusing power? I mean, it's very obvious he's abusing
power. Well, I mean,
power.
He booked himself in a Universal title match. That's kind of the ballsiest thing he's done so far. So, I mean, it's kind of a slow burn on him abusing his power. He's getting bolder at it, so we can hope that he's going to eventually start just going after the Shield, but who knows. But I feel like it's like, if you're gonna tell that story where it's just Baron Corbin, where it's essentially the foursome of Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Dolph Ziggler trying to screw over the Shield, do it. Just do it.
So, Bellas are talking to Ty in the back. Ronda walks in and says, how does these open challenges work? How do I set one up? And then, like, just go out there and just do it. Like, the guys do it all the time. Just go out there and do it. And now he said, you never know who will take you up on that challenge. And, well, Ronda came out, and she started talking about people that she wants to be like. She talks about how She said Alexa put her to a limit, said it's best performance she's seen from her. And then she wants to be like people like Bret Hitman Hart, Steve Austin, Ric Flair. And then issued her open challenge and Natty's music playing.
So Ronda had it confused.
But she was happy for it. A little friendly competition. And then, well, Natty didn't come out. Said she was attacked by the Riot Squad, dragging her out onto the stage. And Ruby said they don't dislike her or like her. She would just be the one accepting the challenge. And then the Riot Squad went in on an attack on Ronda Rousey, taking shots at her ribs, especially after the spear by Ruby Riott. They continued to put boots to her in the corner until the Bella Twins ran them off and made the save, setting up the big six-woman tag at Super Showdown.
I was okay with this. I was fine with this. Again, they're doing a really slow burn on it. Rock manifested the Bellas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I thought this was fine. I mean, I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
So
you teased the Ronda match. You didn't deliver the Ronda match. You didn't need to because you set up the bigger match at the pay-per-view or the network special. And then you're going to set up whatever it is, probably a Showdown for Evolution. They're doing that part right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the main event for the WWE. Oh, yeah. Elias was in there, and we talked about the last match. Then it was the main event, Baron Corbin, Roman Reigns. Baron Corbin hit Roman with a chair and then, well, got DQ'd. And then realized, oh wait, I'm the general manager. I can restart this match to make it no DQ. So that's what he did. But Roman Reigns, you know, he gets back up. He grabs the chair, and then Braun Strowman's music hits. He gets attacked from behind. Braun comes in, starts dominating on him. But then Superman Roman makes his big comeback on him, takes out Braun Strowman by moving out of the way as Strowman hits the post. Then Drew and Dolph come out. Then Dean and Seth come out. It's every man for them. It's, you know, it's gang warfare. We're putting it four. At one point, it looked like it was going to be 4-on-1 on Roman. Because, you know, overcoming them odds. They keep beating on Roman from time to time. Roman Reigns survives it all. After Dean and Seth do big dives to taking out the three men around ringside, Roman Reigns hits the spear and keeps his Universal Championship. Because Roman Reigns is the man. Thoughts?
I kind of freaked out when Seth had a chair in his hand.
She did.
Because it's like all three of them are in the ring and it's like, flashlight, you know, or warning lights, Seth has a chair, they're all in the ring. Oh no! Oh no, is there going to be a thing that happens? And no, thankfully there wasn't a thing that happened. I mean, the match between Baron and Roman was fine. I didn't have really any problem with it. I did like that they had Baron Corbin realize, oh yeah, hey, I'm the GM. I can just restart this shit. And so that's what he did. He added a DQ or a no DQ stip just to make sure, you know, he could potentially win. At this point, and Rock's going to rant on this, so I'm not going to go into it too much before he rants, but I mean, everything else was what it was. Kind of par for the course at this point.
I mean, I would. 18 minutes ago on Twitter, Seth Rollins. I love football.
There it is, right there. There it is.
Okay, just watching the ending of this show got me annoyed because they were in try hard mode, super try hard mode in trying to make Roman Reigns, the unstoppable force. I get the idea. I get it. I know that's what the deal is. Roman Reigns is the guy, and he's going to be that way forever. But it's like, did we need it? Did we need all that tonight? Did we need, like you're weakening Braun Strowman day by day by day. Because a weakened Roman Reigns, can escape a fully powerful Braun Strowman. No, he shouldn't. Like, if you're going to send Braun out there into this matchup to cause chaos, then Braun Strowman's chaos should work. Braun Strowman shouldn't look like a weak-ass monster. And guess what? That's what he's become. And it's awful to watch.
Yeah, I kind of gotta agree with that. I mean, it's getting harder to enjoy Braun. And I know we're not supposed to enjoy him. He's the bad guy. But they had something really special there. And it's just slowly fading away. And I understand Roman is the best. Roman is number one. Roman will be on top for the next 10 to 15 years because he is Super Roman. He has replaced Super Cena. And I've seen it before, went through it with John Cena, had these exact frustrations with John Cena. And it's just like, at this point, I just don't even really give a crap anymore because it is what it is. You know, And I feel like at this point, we as a community, we as a whole, just need to accept that. That they are not going to do what we want with Roman, because our opinion does not matter to them. That's being made very apparent day in and day out. They could give a crap what we think. So they're going to do what they want to do. And what they want to do is they want to have Roman be ultra strong. They want him to be the best. They want him to be number one. They want him to be able to take out every person on that roster. Doesn't matter that he comes back strong and he gets the win, because he's the hero and that's what he should do. And that's what they're trying to show with him, is that he is at this point the top guy in the company. He's replaced John Cena, and they want him to be that same role model. That's who they're turning him into, is John Cena, because Cena's gone. Okay, let's all be real. Cena has left us, just like Dwayne Johnson did. He's out the door. And he's off doing movies, and he's off doing commercials, and he's off doing TV shows, and everything else that he does. He's gone. So they need to fill that space that Cena has left. Roman is being put into that space where he's going to be the number one guy. He's going to be on top. He's going to be the Make-A-Wish King. He's going to be the role model for kids. He's going to do all the different things. He will be the company man. That's what they're making him. And you can't have the company man look bad. You can't. You can't have him show weakness. You can't have him do all the things that we want him to do, because in their mind, that hurts the brand, the overall brand, to have your number one guy that you're going to send out to do press, that you're going to send out for appearances, that you're going to send out to do Make-A-Wish, all these different things. You can't have him look weak. You have to have him get beat down, and then he gets up and he overcomes the odds and he wins. That's what they're doing with him. And again, we all saw it with John Cena. Those of us that were watching then, because we're all old, because, you know, 2002 was so long ago. Thanks for that last night, by the way, WWE. That was just awesome. Feels so old. Anyway, it's just, yeah. I mean, for those of us that were watching that went through it with John Cena, we all understand. And I think that's where a lot of this frustration is coming from, is we've seen this before. We've dealt with this before. We've been dealing with this for years. And now that we're seeing it happen again, I think that's where a lot of the frustration is coming in, is it's like, no, we don't want to see that again, because we've seen it. We've dealt with it. We've been actively dealing with it. We need a break from it. But they're not going to. They're just going to make that really smooth transition between Cena and Roman. And that's all they're going to do. And they're just going to keep going right through with Roman.
Here's the thing. I don't mind if Roman looks strong, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mind that I'm losing interest in the one guy who is causing the most chaos, the most destruction, and the most enjoyment on the program week after week after week. Braun Strowman was the highlight of the show.
He was.
Now he's becoming a boring-ass monster who can't get the job done. He's becoming the guy to make Roman Reigns again and again. This is the third time they're using Braun Strowman to make Roman Reigns.
But you don't need to make Roman Reigns. Roman is made. Roman is beyond made. You have thrown literally everybody at Roman Reigns. I mean, everybody. The dude's a certified Hall of Famer within the first 5-6 years of his career on the main roster. He doesn't need anyone else thrown at him. You've built him to the best of your ability to build him. If you want people to cheer him, I'm terribly sorry. At this point, he is John Cena. He is going to get booed, and eventually they will chant Roman sucks at him, because that's what the fans do.
But
honestly, that is a rite of passage at this point.
It is. But here's the thing. He needs something to play against, and Braun's being made the guy to play against him. And every time, after Braun has all this momentum, he was the biggest baby face in the world at WrestleMania. And now, 6 months later, he's a boring heel. And guess what you don't need on the show? Boring ass heels.
But what other heel do they have to put him against?
You don't have a single soul ready for Roman Reigns, and that's the biggest problem they have. And here's the thing. We all knew it was coming. You had 2.5 years to make the baddest heels on the planet, and you didn't make a single damn one of them.
I mean, you had him burn through the rivalry with Rollins, and yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like you kind of moved. When you did the shakeup, you sort of moved everybody away from Roman. You got the people that, essentially, you got the people you wanted protected away from Roman, and they went to SmackDown, and they've stayed on SmackDown, and those people, they're being protected. You know, people like Styles.
He's the only one.
Styles is being protected from Roman right now. That's very apparent. And I don't know if that's true, but to me, that's what it feels like because he is staying on SmackDown. He is staying champion and he's not going anywhere.
But the biggest thing is...
And the other one is Joe. And they got Joe away from Roman.
They got Joe away and they're keeping Brian away. But here's the thing. 2 years, 3 years to make a long list of people for Roman Reigns to go through. Didn't do it.
Because he went through them.
Yeah. And here's the thing. That was the problem all along. You were going through everyone long before you put the belt on him. And you had to turn Braun so quick just to cover your ass. And that's a problem. They should have been more prepared for this. Instead, you got a boring-ass general manager. You have a boring-ass monster heel. And you got Dolph Ziggler in your main event scene. What else is going to be wrong with this program?
Well, okay, there is nothing wrong with Dolph Ziggler in the main event scene.
It's boring. It's overdone with. It's like Dolph Ziggler. Okay, Dolph Ziggler's a mid-card guy. He's been a mid-card guy for years. He's not your main eventer. Like, the worst thing in the world, no offense to Drew McIntyre in the matches will be fine. I don't want to see Drew versus Roman because the talking back and forth is going to be crap. Drew can talk, Roman's okay talking, but they're just boring verbally.
I mean, I don't disagree. It's like, for me, this whole thing, they have manufactured a nice story with this whole thing. I can see the story very clearly. What I can't see is the emotion. I can't see the heat in this story. There's sparks between Dean and Seth and Drew and Dolph. Because Dean and Seth and Drew and Dolph are showing that emotion. Especially Dean. You have Dean, who is excessively pissed off all the time. I think he really should go see somebody about that. A little worried about him. And you have Seth, who's playing off Dean in this sort of... just using Dean as really an attack dog to just go after Drew and Dolph. And then Drew and Dolph are obviously reciprocating because Drew's really being a heel. He's being that dick heel. And he's Dolph's playing off that and being that dick heel.
Yeah, and it's working, but it's a mid-card act.
Right. But the problem is when you get Braun and Roman together, there's no heat there. Because essentially, we had the mother of all feuds between Braun and Roman, right? Where they tried to kill each other. Legit. Tried to murder each other several times. And they did it, and they went through it, and you had Roman go through Braun, beat Braun in a really brutal, what was it, ambulance match?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I think so.
It was a very brutal match. I think it was the ambulance match that was the blow off to that. I'm not entirely sure. I don't remember. There were so many incidents in that. And it was ambulance or it was last man standing.
It was ambulance and then they turned into four ways and it never really ended.
And so, but for that moment in time, it was, you know, basically Roman crashed an ambulance with Braun in it and that ended the feud. And that's what it was you had Roman standing tall over Braun Strowman after attempted murder.
No, because then Braun needed surgery, and that's what took Braun out. So Roman took Braun out for that, and then they sort of continued, but not really continued. It's like, there's been a storyline going on between them for a long time, and we've seen it, and it's just like, it's overplayed. It really is, and...
Well, it's like, it's to this point where, what else can you do? You had them go to Hell in a Cell, right? You had them go to Hell in a Cell. And that's really the point where it's like, it should be over. It should be done with. Because here's the thing. If you're going to do a Hell in a Cell match between these two, and you're going to continue the feud after, then why the actual fuck was AJ and Joe not in the cell? If you're going to use it like that. That's my question. Why weren't several other matches last night in the cell if you're going to continue? Because if you're not going to use it as the blow-off, which that's fine, it's their thing, they can do what they want, then I feel like there were other things that could have gone in the cell that would have been better, but that's for Thursday. For this, it's like, after you do a Hell in a Cell between Braun and Roman, where else can you go with it? There's nothing else that you can do beyond Hell in a Cell for this to really spark. That's the finish. It felt like the finish, except it wasn't a finish.
Yet, it's not the finish. They're going to Australia for a six-man, and then they're going to go to Saudi Arabia for a three-way, and then reportedly another six-man at TLC. Yay! But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show.
Yeah, we'll rant more on Thursday. We'll talk more about this on Thursday. But, I mean, for Raw, what they did was fine. At this point, it's accepting it. I'm done with it. It's whatever. It's there.
Give me more entertaining heels. That'll do it for the Raw Pressure Live right
Give me Bray Wyatt. Where is he? Somebody go find him.
live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Total Divas Season 8, Episode 1 will be available right after the show airs. So check all that out. But Thursday, we have a lot to get into on Thursday night for the Rack.
That's right. We'll have news, we'll have notes, NXT, SmackDown, and we will be reviewing Hell in a Cell.
Plus,
we'll let you know.
Plus, Mixed Match Challenge.
Plus Mixed Match Challenge. It's back tomorrow. Yay!
And the Mae Young Classic.
And the Mae Young Classic. It's a lot. It's Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on all your favorite forms of social media. Saturday at midnight at CB Radio. We're doing the Greater the Great Debate on beers. Check it out. See Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Russell Talk Radio. There's stuff for them to talk about. They'll be on air Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow and subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on Twitter, at Lens Ward, L-E-N-S-W-A-R-D.
Thanks to Girlwork.net and MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack. I'm right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern. Streaming live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.